On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show, and here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
All right, boys and girls out there in podcast land, time for the Hard Rocking Trivia Show once again, sponsored by our Spotify playlist, HRTS Rock Playlist. Sign up. We're still at 19. We've been at 19 for about, 2 months.
19.
Just need one more to make it 20.
And 19 then it'll, and nonstop.
That's right. Nice autograph reference there. If we get to 20, I guess that means it's viral. Who knows?
I don't think 20 means viral, but...
Yeah, I put the new Winery Dog song, Xanadu, on there, so that's nice. The latest song. But Danny wanted to talk about the unveiling of the latest M3 Festival.
Yep.
2023, their 14th year.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about it because it's only like an hour and a half from my house.
Yeah. You
know, I've been to three, I think. I've been to three of them.
I think I've been to two, but it's been a long time.
Yeah, I've been to two with you and one with my brother, so that's three for me.
But. And then this year, the lineup is only 2 days.
Yeah.
May 6th, Saturday, May 6th, and Sunday, May 7th. Will the lineup on either one of these days entice you to go?
Well, the headliners will. I mean, I've never seen Styx, which is unbelievable as much as they tour. And Friday, Kix is the headliner.
No, not Friday. Sunday.
Oh, I mean, Sunday. Sunday, Friday's Kix is the headliner, and I love those guys. I've probably seen them 8 or 10 times, and they do not disappoint. They are tight as hell, and they're awesome.
All right, so we're going to go from the bottom to the top on Saturday and the bottom to the top on Sunday. And if Danny has any comments about either one of these, any of these acts, we'll go from there. All right, starting on Saturday morning will be Count 77, which is Danny from Counting Cars, his band, the guy who owns Vamped in Vegas. It's a club band.
Yeah, I have no interest, really.
Yeah, because I don't...
It's not going to make me get there early.
No, I don't know. I mean, he's a famous guy. Don't know their music. Couldn't tell you if it's good or bad, so who knows? All right, next band up is Child's Play. Now, this band I remember they released one album. I know they're an East Coast band, but I don't know any of their music. Nothing.
Yeah, another one I don't know anything about, so looks like I'm showing up mid-afternoon.
Yeah, and I think they're from Maryland, Philadelphia area.
I think so. For some reason, I want to say I've heard that they play around here fairly often.
Yeah, they signed a major, and I think it didn't go anywhere, and that's when grunge hit, and it just kind of, they probably got dropped.
Yeah. Right?
But from now on, you're going to hear of every one of these bands, or have heard of every one of these. Next band up is Brittany Fox.
Yeah, I'd go see them again. Yeah. I saw them once.
Yeah, I think it's one member of the band. I think it's the bass player.
Oh, really?
I'm not even sure.
All right, and
there even might be two Brittany Foxes out there, so this is one of them.
Okay.
I believe this is the Billy Childs version, if that means anything to anybody.
I would go see them. I like a few of their songs.
Yeah, I do too. All right, next up after them is Quiet Riot featuring Jizzy Pearl on vocals.
Jizzy Pearl and, who's...
Yeah, Rudy Sarzo on bass.
Yeah, Rudy Sarzo's playing. But, I mean, that's kind of like a cover band playing Quiet Riot songs because none of the members are original.
Right. But if you've seen their YouTube videos, they're actually pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, Jizzy Pearl's always entertaining. I've seen them a couple times. So who's on guitar with that band?
Oh, Alex Garossi, I think. He's been there he's been there forever.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah, good solid band. After Quiet Riot is Lita Ford, who we saw at M3 years and years ago.
Yeah, that might be the dinner break band.
Oh, yeah. Night.
I mean, she was okay, but I don't know.
Yeah. She brought Sheree Curry from the Runaways up when we saw them. That was a big highlight.
That was pretty cool.
I think she's got Bobby Rock on drums.
Okay.
He's been there forever. He was in the Vinnie Vincent Invasion.
Yeah.
All right. After that is Slaughter.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen Slaughter?
I would definitely not miss them.
I don't know
if Zoltan's still playing drums.
I believe he is.
Yeah.
Or it might be Blas Elias.
Okay. The original drummer. Way, they're both. I mean, Zoltan's entertaining as hell, and Blas Elias is awesome. So.
Yeah. Who was in the Blue Man Group for like 20 years, but now I believe he's also playing with that Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Okay.
Yeah. All the studs playing that.
Well, either one or the other, the East Coast or the West Coast.
Yeah. You can't go wrong there.
Yeah. It's a bummer. I would actually seek them out to go see them if Jeff Scott Soto was playing on the East Coast version.
Yeah.
But he's on the West Coast, so.
Bummer.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure none of the East Coast guys are slackers either, but, you know, I just have a big fan of Jeff Scott Soto.
Yep, he's awesome. All right. Next up is Winger, the five-piece version of Winger, which is the best version.
Yeah. I have not seen Winger. So
really?
I go see him. Yeah.
Good God, they're so good.
I know. The videos I've seen, they're just like ultra-talented, and it's crazy.
And they can all sing. I mean, they got four guys up there who can sing lead.
Yeah.
They're fantastic. You got to go just for Winger.
Yeah.
But after Winger, you got Extreme.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. Yeah, I've seen Extreme probably six or seven times. They're so freaking good.
Yeah, amazing. Last year they had to bow out because of COVID. But they're back this year. So, and headlining, kind of a surprise, but a damn good live band, and I've seen this band many times, is Styx.
Yeah, see, I've never seen Styx, which is amazing to me because they tour all the time. You always hear about them playing somewhere.
Yeah, and I've seen them with Dennis DeYoung, and I've seen them without Dennis DeYoung. And you know what? It doesn't make a bit of difference. The only real difference is they're a little heavier without Dennis DeYoung. So if you like the heavier version of Styx, this is the group to see. They're fantastic.
Lawrence Gowan still with them?
Oh, yep.
Yeah. See, that guy's fantastic.
Todd Zuckerman on drums. I mean, God, that guy's amazing, too. The whole band is great. You'll be shocked at how heavy Styx is live. I mean, hit after hit after hit after hit.
Yeah.
And I think they stray away from it. They don't even play Babe. They stay away from the ballads.
Yeah, well, you got to play Babe because that was like, well.
They don't.
One of their huge ballads. I mean, they had a ton of them, but.
But, yeah, definitely go check out Styx. I mean, if that, based on these 2 days, right now, I'd go from Saturday for sure.
Yeah, Saturday sounds like a great day. I mean, just Winger, Extreme, and Styx.
Yeah.
That's a great show right there.
Absolutely. Can't go wrong there. All right, switching over to Sunday. Starting off the day with Mike Tramp solo, who used to be in White Lion. I've seen him strip down solo, just playing the acoustic. That's pretty much what he does nowadays, but I have a feeling he's going to have a full band there, and they're going to play White Lion songs, probably.
Yeah.
Since based on, you know, the type of festival it is, so I can see that.
Yeah, totally.
After Mike Tramp is Vixen, who seems to be there all the time.
Yeah, they don't suck.
They're great live, but they're only down to one original member, the drummer.
All right.
But you got Richie Kotzen's wife on bass now, who's pretty damn good. I mean, the ladies in the band now are terrific. They might even be better than the original band. So.
Well, yeah, I don't know. They the time we've seen them before at M3, they were great.
Yeah, they're always good.
Yeah.
Now the next band is quite interesting. It's Riley's LA Guns. Not LA Guns with Phil and Tracy, but Steven Riley's version. Which, to me, I mean...
How can the drummer have a version of a band that he wasn't even an original member of?
But he owns the name. But the drummer and the bass player from that band, it's the drummer and the bass player and Riley's LA Guns. So it's two of them. And the other version has two of them. So they both have two original members.
So who's singing in this one?
Oh, I forgot the guy's name. But I know Scotty Griffin is in the band, who is also in LA Guns, the other version.
Oh, jeez. So,
but the band itself is great, but they should call it something else, not LA Guns. But those four guys that they got, terrific band. So,
yeah.
All right, after that is Firehouse, which I've seen. And to tell you the truth, I like Firehouse's heavy songs, but I hate their ballads. Oh, I want to cut my wrist.
I don't know what, and we've talked about this before. Their singer does some kind of thing with his voice where he bends up into the note when he's singing, and it is his like signature move, and it is on every single song.
Nauseating.
Yeah, and it's way more pronounced when he's doing a ballad.
Finally found the love of a lifetime. Hate it. Ugh, makes me want to vomit.
Yeah, I like Firehouse too. I like them a lot, especially when they're rocking.
Yeah, the rock stuff, good. Ballads, I'm out of there. I'm dry heaving in the woods, man. All right, after that is Steven Adler with basically his tribute to Guns N' Roses. So,
yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
what is this, the tribute band of drummers?
I guess
the drummers used to be in the band, so they get to tour with the. I don't know.
Yeah, it's weird. I guess you get to hear Guns N' Roses songs for a lot cheaper than you would normally, I guess.
Well, I saw Guns N' Roses last year, the real band, and they were fantastic. So. Yeah.
All right, after that, here's a band that kind of weird on this particular lineup, Loudness, who is a great band, much heavier than they were back in the day.
We saw them I saw them at M3.
Yeah, with me.
The one that you didn't go to. Or was it you?
No, yeah, we saw them together.
Yeah. They were great.
Yeah, they're fantastic.
Why do you think it's a weird...
I don't know. They just seems like all the bands are a lot lighter, and they're heavier. They're the heaviest band on this day, for sure.
Totally.
Yeah. I mean, last year they had Accept, which is very heavy. But I guess Loudness is the token heavy band of this particular lineup. And
could totally, if I was the one picking the bands or asking the bands, I would go for a heavier lineup.
Yeah, have a heavy day and a pop metal day.
Yeah.
All right, next up is a band that you would take a pee break for, Great White.
Oh, my God.
And it's Great White with their, like, 17th singer. So it's not Jack Russell's Great White. It's Great White, and they've had, like, four lead singers in the past 5 years, I think. I don't even know who it is anymore. I've lost track.
Is it the guitar player's Great White?
Yeah.
What's his name?
Oh, God. The guy Mark with the... Yeah, Mark Kendall. Yeah, it's his version.
Oh, jeez. See, I have a real problem with these bands that, like LA Guns and Great White, that can't get it together enough to, you know, just get along enough to tour and go play, you know. You got to go out there and make, okay, well, this is my Great White. This is my LA Guns. That just seems like a money grab, and I'm not going to do it. I'm not promoting it.
Yeah, just don't pay if you don't want to, you know, buy it. Don't go. I get it. These guys need to make a living, and they can't get along together, so they split it too and try to make a living. I think
right.
They...
Well, has Riley's LA Guns put out any music?
Oh, yeah, I think they got two albums out.
Huh. Okay. Yeah,
you have them, but you probably never listened to them.
No, that's part of promoting the band that I'm.
Yeah.
Ugh.
All right.
That frustrates me.
After your pee break, you got two more bands. You got the Mighty Warrant with Four Fists original.
So, okay, I'd go with that.
Yeah, it's still good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And is it the guy from Black and Blue singing?
No, it's Robert Mason.
Robert Mason, that's right.
Robert Mason and four original members, so that's and they're still good. And Robert Mason can sing his ass off.
I did see Warren. I saw them with Enough's Enough and Poison.
Okay.
Yeah.
Way back in the day.
Yeah, this was it wasn't too long ago. It was on the waterfront here in Wilmington at this place called the Big Kahuna.
I think that was like 10 years ago, wasn't it?
Something like that, yeah. And Brett Michaels walks out. It's like 98 degrees. It's blazing hot. And he walks out in this floor length full fur coat. And he wears it for like three songs and then he takes it off.
What does he think he is, Kid Rock?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, and the headliner, this band normally headlines on Friday nights, but since there's no Friday night, they're headlining on Sunday night, and that's Kix. And they rule this festival. They're the best.
They rule M3, and you know they'd probably be mid-afternoon anywhere else in the country, but in their backyard, they're the headliners, and they totally deserve it. Yep. Those guys are awesome.
Yeah, they're great. You know, it's kind of funny because they play clubs throughout the year in that area, but the one time they don't is this festival where they headline.
Yeah. Yeah, and there was one time saw them there, and they were like, Steve Whiteman was saying how much this is the festival, or this is the show they look forward to all year. Yeah. This is the one. This is their big, this is their Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah, because they probably know everybody in the crowd.
Yeah. Well.
So if you had to choose Saturday or Sunday to pick one day to go, which one would it be?
I would probably pick Saturday, I guess, if I had to.
Yeah, I would go Saturday for sure, and I would probably skip a couple bands in the beginning, but I would go for most of the day.
Yeah, I would definitely have a dinner break during, if I had to go Sunday, I'd have a dinner break during Great White.
Yeah, but buy an overpriced hot dog and an overpriced beer, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'd be interesting to see if you and your brother go.
Yeah, I'm going to talk to him about that. I don't think we have anything planned for that weekend because it's earlier than normal.
Yeah, definitely go Saturday. Take a Saturday, hang out with them. Styx is really worth seeing. They're really good.
Yeah. You can't have been around that long and not be good.
Yeah. Well, there's the Grateful Dead.
Well, that's true.
There's Yoko Ono. Oof.
Oofa.
Yeah. Bob Dylan. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, we just named three. All right.
Well,
let's get into some happier topics here. Let's play some rapid fire.
All right. Pounding the world
like a battering ram. All right, boys and girls. It's time for rapid fire where Danny and I ask each other three trivia questions. And you out there, you get all six questions. And if you can go 6 for 6, you will win an amazing prize that's coming in the mail in the future. That's all I can tell you.
We'll mail it out right away. We have your address. We know who you are.
Pony Express. All right. I got some tough questions this week, and I believe Danny's got some tough ones for me.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I tried to go a little tougher this time.
Okay.
Not that we've been killing it recently, but hey, whatever.
Yeah, it seems like the older we get, the worse we get at these games. What the hell's going on?
All right, next time we're going to do 6 softball questions.
Oh, and when we get your daughter on the if we get your daughter on the show, if we can finally pencil her in, we're going to give the biggest softball questions ever. Like, how many people were in the Beatles?
Yeah, you'd get these assholes. There was a fifth Beatle.
Oh, actually, I'm going to do trick questions. There's actually 6.
Yeah.
Pete Best and Stu Sutcliffe, huh? There you go. Man. There you go. That's going deep.
Yeah, well, they weren't.
They're not the Fab Four. Okay. All right.
I'd say Billy Preston and George Martin were more than those two guys.
Yeah. George Martin was a big part of that sound. Huge.
Oh, absolutely.
Imagine if they didn't have a hymn. Would they have created some of the stuff they did?
No, he did all the orchestrations. Yeah. Unbelievable.
Yeah. Man should have a shrine somewhere.
I think they do.
Oh, they do? Okay.
Oh, well, all the Beatles albums. Those are his shrine. Except for Let It Be when they got that fucking Phil Spector.
Yeah, crazy bastard. All right, question number one. Drummer John Douglas has been filling in for Joey Kramer on the recent Aerosmith shows. You knew about that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I guess Joey's had some medical issues, and his wife passed away, I believe. So, all right, here's the guy's name is John Douglas. What early 90s band did John play in that you know and I know?
Oh, John Douglas?
And I just recently found this out. I didn't even know this one.
Early 90s band.
I heard it on
Give Trunk. Me some kind of hint. Have I seen them?
No, you have not seen them. They released one major label album, and they had another release after that, and they were pretty much done. But I saw them live, but you never did. They're based out of L.A.
Oh, shoot. L.A. band, the early 90s I never saw.
But you definitely heard them. Take a guess.
From L.A.?
They were five-piece.
Five members. Warrant.
That's ooh, not, right. Not a bad guess, but incorrect. I can tell you that the bass player, Dana Strum, I believe, produced their first album. I'm pretty sure he did.
Oh, man. I was looking up Dana Strum. I know he produced somebody. I was looking up just like 2 weeks ago or a month ago.
All right. Big song. I don't need rules.
Kick Tracy.
Correct. Kick Tracy.
Kick Tracy.
John Douglas was in Kick Tracy, which I did not know.
Wow.
But apparently this John Douglas guy has been, he's an artist, and because I heard him on Trunk. But what he did after Kick Tracy broke up, he became a drum tech. He drum teched for Van Halen, ZZ Top, and Aerosmith.
Jeez.
Good gigs, huh?
Now he gets the drummer gig at Aerosmith.
Yeah, until Joey comes back, if he comes back. But yeah.
I heard there was some reason that that Steven Tyler kicked him out.
I think there's all kinds of issues there. Some personal issues too, but
yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah. Nobody will ever know the real story except those two.
But. Yeah.
So all right, well.
Where's my super hard questions?
All right, here you go. Question number one for you. Who are the four bands opening for Metallica on the U.S. dates of their tour next year?
Oh, you bastard. We talked about this last week, too.
We did talk about it last time. All right. There's two on Friday night and two different ones on Saturday or Sunday night, and they're the same for all the shows in the U.S.
All right. Ice Nine Kills.
Yeah.
Five Finger Death Punch.
Yeah.
Mammoth WVH.
Yeah.
And Pantera.
That is correct.
That's your softball question, isn't it?
That was the one I thought you might get.
Yeah, so, well.
There you go.
I'm one for one. You're all for one.
I'm so looking forward to that show. Those shows.
Yeah, you got to wait a while.
Well, August 4th. 4th and 6th in the Meadowlands, New Jersey.
I'm going to tell you my three rapid-fire questions. Two of them I got from listening to Eddie Trunk's show. So, question number two that I got off of Eddie Trunk's show.
All right.
You know the song that Tina Turner did, "You Better Be Good to Me"? You Better Be Good to Me? You know that song, yeah. Right?
Yep.
Well, it's actually a cover. Can you tell me who originally wrote and recorded it? It's a band, a late 70s, early 80s band out of New York. Five piece. The drummer is super famous, and one of them, the keyboard player, is famous.
I'm going to say Touch.
Ooh, so close. Incorrect. The correct answer, I'll tell you who the two people were. The keyboard player was somebody named Holly Knight, who wrote a boatload of songs. And the drummer was Anton Figg.
Oh, okay.
Name of the band was Spider.
I was going to say, I don't know any bands that Anton Figg. I know he was a studio guy and David Letterman and all that stuff, but I didn't know he was in a band.
Yeah, the band's called Spider. You can actually see the video of Spider doing that song.
All right.
On YouTube. They released two albums. They went nowhere. Another song they did was Change that John Waite took and made a hit out of. But it was a Spider song.
Wow.
Yep. And then,
so that guy, the keyboard player, has got some money.
And Holly Knight, I think, is the only, she did all the keyboards on Unmasked, but was never credited.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, the business side of Kiss just shows what assholes they are.
They can be, yeah, especially when writing songs.
Yeah, because that's where all the money is, and that's where Gene...
we'll record your song, you put my name on it. I'll change one word, and I'll be a songwriter. I'll
change one word, and then put my name on it, and then...
Yep.
Then do it.
That is correct. So far, 0 for 2.
Yeah, well, let's see how you do.
Okay.
All right, question 2 for you. How many drummers has Megadeth had on their studio albums?
Ooh. I'm going to say 4.
I'm going to say 8.
Really? 8?
Yeah. 8 drummers on their studio releases.
Holy smokes.
I mean, Nick Menza was on quite a few, but...
And there was Gar Samuelson, right?
Huh?
Was there Gar Samuelson?
He was on the first one.
And then there was Nick...
Yeah,
and then there was a bunch of guys from different countries.
Yeah, all these Norwegian dudes.
Yeah, and there's another guy. I think he's in
Scandinavian guys.
There's a guy from Virginia from that one band I don't like. Scream, they're popular now. The screaming band. What the hell's it? Oh God, they're from Richmond, Virginia, I think. You know what I'm talking about? Not Gwar. It's a popular band now. I can't think of it right now. But I know they're popular and their singer screams a lot.
I don't know who it is.
But one of the drummer from that band, I believe, is in Megadeth now.
Okay.
The latest drummer. So.
Yeah, the newest guy has been on, he recorded their latest album, The Sick, The Dead, The Dying.
You know his name?
No.
Damn it.
I looked it up earlier today.
Son of a biscuit.
Yeah, dang it. Oh, well.
Okay,
they've had 8 drummers on their studio releases. They've had more.
Jesus.
They've had like 4 guys before they even recorded their first album where they were rehearsing. And
Dave is tough on drummers, apparently.
Yeah. Yeah. And did you know Kerry King was playing with them?
Yeah, for a little bit. Very
beginning, before their first album.
Yeah, I remember reading that because I think we went into a big Megadeth thing last episode, Megadeth and Metallica. I was kind of surprised, but.
Yeah. Yeah, because we had that that track-by-track battle with them.
Right. Which is doing very well in the ratings, I must say.
Yeah, that was a good episode, I thought. So anybody listening now, go back and listen to the last episode.
There you go. You'll like it. That's our metal episode.
Total metal.
All right. Question number 3 for you. The one that I kind of think you'll get this one.
All right.
And your daughter would probably get this one as well. Derek Wembley from Sum 41 and Chad Kroeger from Nickelback, besides being from Canada, have something in common. What is it? Do you know? The little skinny singer from Sum 41 and Chad Kroeger from the singer from Nickelback.
Right.
They're both from Canada. Or they also have something in common.
Oh, man. They're married.
Yeah, to who? You got it. You got part of it. Who were they married to? They were married to the same person. Who was it?
Oh.
Somebody famous.
Cheryl Teagues.
Ooh, so close. They were both married to Avril Lavigne.
Really?
Yep. Derek was married to her from 2006 to 2010, and Chad was married to her from 2013 to 2015.
Wow.
And she still looks the same. She looks terrific. Looks the same. But neither one of them lasted, so.
Well.
Maybe she shouldn't marry Canadian lead singers.
Yeah, apparently.
It didn't work out either way.
That's the problem.
That's the kind of question I was wondering if your daughter was going to get. So
yeah, I don't know if she'd get that or not.
Oh, okay.
Probably not.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know. All right. Well, here you go. Question 3 for you.
Okay.
What was Iron Maiden's only Grammy win?
They won a Grammy?
They won a Grammy.
Shoot, it couldn't have been when they were at their height. Oh, was it for a song?
No, it wasn't back. It was recent. It was not back when there was like Power Slave and.
Oh, I'm sure it was probably within the last 5 years, huh?
No.
No?
Nope. I'll give you a hint. It was 2011.
Shoot.
Tell me.
All right, I'm going to say they got a Grammy for
2011.
They got a for the Final Frontier. I don't know.
It was a song on that album.
Crap, I don't know a song from that album.
Yeah, it was not for the album.
It was the long song. It was the one over 5 minutes. Yeah, that one.
That narrows it down.
It was the one that makes you one of the was the galloping, the one that sounds kind of gallops. Bum, 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 bum.
Actually, no, this one doesn't do that.
Oh crap!
It's a good song.
I don't know. Fear the Dark.
Oh.
I don't know. I don't know any songs from those albums.
El Dorado.
Oh shoot. Yeah, I'm sure they play that. They don't, probably don't even play that song.
Probably don't.
There you go. So, yeah, we know the Grammys are clueless.
Oh yeah, no idea.
El Dorado.
I was going through and looking at their best metal performance because that's where Iron Maiden won this, and Megadeth's won a bunch. Metallica's won a bunch.
Yeah, the voters don't listen to these albums. They go, oh, I've heard of that band. I'm gonna circle that one.
Yeah.
I'm gonna bubble in right there.
They get the five choices.
Big time.
Iron Maiden. Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah, big deal.
I mean, of all the songs for Iron Maiden to win a Grammy, El Dorado? Really?
Okay, Hallowed Be Thy Name? Yes.
Yeah.
Well, Murders in the Rue Morgue? Yes.
Well, they didn't have that category for Grammys.
El Dorado?
Yeah.
Huh? I couldn't even hum that.
Couldn't even sing the chorus.
El Dorado. Bum, 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 bum. Yeah, sorry. I don't know.
I told my wife this question, and she started singing El Dorado from the Eagles.
There you go.
El Dorado.
That's Desperado.
Yeah. She was singing El Dorado.
Hey. Maybe. We'll have her sing that one week and record her singing El Dorado. You better.
All right.
Well, I think I won 1-3.
Yeah, there you go. You were
Woo!
The winner.
Woo! I
was another ofer.
Oh, I thought for sure you're going to get the last one, but I don't know.
No, I'm not a big Nickelback fan.
Yeah. I mean, I think they get too much crap, but they're not that bad. But I just don't know that much about them.
Yeah, I don't know why they get so much crap. I mean, what's wrong? Is it just a thing? You know,
I think
you hate Nickelback.
Or they just don't like the way they look. It's like Creed, same thing. Creed was decent. But, people, there's a backlash because they sold a lot of records. And people are like, why do they sell a lot of records? I hate them. Yeah. People are weird.
Whatever. There's that one Nickelback song I really like about the lady is getting abused, so she ends up shooting the husband or boyfriend or whatever.
Oh, I couldn't tell you.
Yeah, great song.
Okay. If you say so.
Yeah. I totally
do. All right. And on that note, let's listen to a commercial.
Now it's time to cover this.
All right. Welcome back, boys and girls. Time for Cover This, where we do a 30-second clip of a cover song. And you have to guess the name of the artist, the covering artist, the original artist, and the name of the song. So, Mark, I got a pretty good one for you. I know you know the song. I don't know if you know this version. And I don't think you know who originally did it.
Okay. I'll give it a shot.
It's a challenge. So let's see how many of the three questions you get.
All right. Here we go. Let's listen along. Wow. Yep. Oh, geez. This is going to be a tough one. All right. The song is Love Hurts.
That is correct.
It was made famous by Nazareth, but that's a cover.
Yep.
So who did it originally?
And who was that you just listened
to? I don't know yet. I'm getting to that one. my guess is the original artist was the Everly Brothers.
Yeah, that is correct.
Okay, so I got two of the three. The last one, who the hell is that? I have no idea. Clay Aiken.
No, it was from the late 70s.
That's a late 70s cover?
Yeah, kind of a I'll say it's a one-hit wonder kind of guy. He had a huge, huge hit, but this wasn't it.
Is it Bobby Sherman?
No, that was Don McLean.
That was Don McLean?
Don McLean from American Pie.
Wow, I had no idea. Don McLean was a two-hit wonder, though.
Well,
but everybody knows the one song.
Yeah.
Wow, I never heard that.
Yeah, well, there you go.
That's pretty cool.
Yep. Yeah, it was the Everly Brothers. I didn't know that was the Everly Brothers. I knew it was a cover. I'd only really listened to the Nazareth version.
Yeah. Love the Nazareth version. I don't think I even heard the Everly Brothers. I think we've talked about it in the past. I think that's why I knew it was the Everly Brothers, but yeah.
Yeah, it's a very slow version, kind of like that Don McLean
version. Where did you find that?
It was a Don McLean Greatest Hits.
Oh, and it's on there? But he's only got two hits.
Yeah, well, it's American Pie, Don McLean's Greatest Hits.
Yeah, Vincent is the other one, which is a great song, but Starry, Starry Night? Yeah, that one's great, but after that, I couldn't tell you anything.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Okay, well, mine is just as obscure and weird as yours is, I think. So, it's a song you probably know, but go ahead, give it a shot. This is a weird episode this week. Okay.
All right. Tries to put my Sloopy down. Well, Sloopy, I don't care what your daddy do. Okay, I know that was Hang On Sloopy.
Correct, from 1965 was the original.
Yeah, and I know that it was made famous by the McCoys, but they didn't do it originally.
They did. Well, somebody wrote it, but yeah, the McCoys is the correct answer.
The first people to do it, I think, was like the Vibrators or the Violators, Vibrations.
Okay, but I'm going to give you the right answer, but just by saying the McCoys was a tough one.
McCoy, I know the McCoys made it famous.
Okay.
That was not the McCoys version, though.
No. This is a later version.
Oh, man.
All right, I'll give you a hint. He's a rock guitar player. He was more famous in the 70s.
Peter Frampton.
No, close. This guy was also the lead singer of the McCoys, and he later covered his own song. 10 years later, this album came out in 75 called Spring Fever. So who is the lead singer of the McCoys? He was also the guy who did Hulk Hogan's theme music. I am a real American.
Yeah, Rick Derringer.
Correct.
Yes.
And I also read some weird trivia on Rick Derringer. After the McCoys broke up, the McCoys joined Johnny Winter and became Johnny Winter and the McCoys.
Was Rick Derringer still in there?
Yeah, Rick Derringer was playing with Johnny Winter, yes. And then after that...
Was he the guitar player on Frankenstein?
Yeah, who was Edgar Winter, his brother. So he was part of Johnny... He played with Johnny Winter and Edgar Winter group with Dan Hartman. And then he became... He was a one-hit wonder with Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo.
Right.
And then he played with like Cyndi Lauper and all kinds of other people.
Making the money.
Yeah. Wow. Good one. Hang On Sloopy.
Yeah, I knew that song and I knew who made it big. Can't remember the original. It's like it would have been the Violators or the Vibrators.
I thought it was the McCoys that did the original. Maybe they just like.
They made it famous. They're the ones that everybody knows.
All right.
Well, anyway. That
learned was something new today, huh?
Yeah.
Well, those are some weird covers, you got to admit.
What the hell are we thinking? None of those are hard rock.
Nah, not hard rocking at all. We dropped.
I guess we're making up for the metal show last time.
That's right. We're dropping the ball. We're making this the soft, I was going to say soft core, but that's not right. Hey. Wait, this is a family show.
Ooh, hold on now.
Hey, we're going to be demonetized. Wait, we're not even on YouTube anymore anyway, so.
Yeah.
The hell with YouTube.
Suck it.
All right. We're just a podcast, you know. We're making $10 every 3 months. So. All right. That was a lot of fun. So I think we should move on to our final closing bit, the one that you made famous, 6 and 30.
For it is a human number. Its number is 6.
All right, so we're going to get back to it and do a little 6 and 30 where we play 5-second clips of 6 songs. And all you got to do is give us the artist. It's not enough time to get the song and all that, but we don't care about that.
Yeah, just life, give us the artist. Life's too short.
Yeah, it's 30 seconds. So usually these have a theme, and this one's no different. I put together for Mark. The theme is that each title has the word science in it.
Science. Oh, boy. Yep. I can only think of 2 science songs off the top of my head. But
well, you're going to have to think of 4 more then.
I'm in trouble.
This is not easy, although you definitely know all of these artists.
Okay. Science.
I didn't pull anything out of my butt.
No!
All right. I was very average in science in high school, so we'll find out. Straight C's, buddy. All right, here we go. 6 and 30, science. Okay, well, 2 I knew, the only 2 were in there. But the other ones, holy crap, especially that first one.
Which 2 did you know?
The last 2.
Okay.
Those are the only science songs I could think of off the top of my head. But the other 4, not a freaking clue.
All right, well.
All right, let's try it one more time. Everybody play along at home. All right. Okay.
I thought of this because my younger daughter is obsessed with the last song.
Oh, great tune.
Obsessed.
She's seen it. We saw the video 1,000 times at least.
Oh, yeah.
All right. That number 1, God, yeah. I have no – mine is a total guess. B-52s.
No.
Who was
it? We talked about her earlier in the show. She's a buddy of Lita Ford.
That's Cherie Currie?
Yes, it is.
Oh, my. Was that one of her old solo albums?
Yep. The Science Fiction Days is the name of the song.
That song sounded horrible.
Yeah. Yeah, the album's not good. I listened to a few of the songs just to get an idea.
Not good. Okay. Ooh.
Yeah.
It's in the library. That's where it's going to stay.
Yep. Yeah, it sits there and takes up space.
Okay. Number 2, not a clue either. I'm going to say 5 Finger Death Punch.
No, a little earlier than that. 2000s band.
Had
a pretty big hit.
Disturbed?
No, that was System of a Down.
Okay. Damn it. 0 for 2?
0 for 2.
All right, number 3 is Rush, just based on
that
the voice.
That is correct. Natural Science.
Number 4 is going to be a guess again. I'm going to say Yes.
That is correct.
Wow.
That is a 5-second clip from a 21-minute song.
Ooh. What's the name of the song? You remember?
The name of the song is The Revealing Science of God.
Yeah, not a big Yes fan. I think I got it. I think it was John Anderson's voice gave it.
That's why I didn't just leave the instrumental part. I put his voice in there for you.
Thanks. Appreciate that. Number 5, Blinded by Science by Foreigner.
Yep.
The one
off of Head Games.
Yep. Great album. And number 6, Thomas Dolby.
That is correct.
So 4 out of 6.
4 out of 6, not too bad.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, 2 of them were guesses that I got right just based on the sound of their voice, which is going to help you a lot when you do my 6 and 30.
Because, oh, man.
Because my theme is deep cuts from rock artists from 1975. So you know every one of these artists.
Okay.
And in 1975, all of these artists were selling lots of albums. So no obscure band from Canada here. These are all big-time artists in 1975, and you know all of them. They're just
no deep Canadian bands.
None.
Oh, boy.
But I take that back. There is one, but you know them very well.
All right.
No more hints.
Let's listen to this.
All right. I think you're going to get at least 4 out of 6 of these.
I think I got 4 at least.
Okay.
That fourth one, though, damn. The second and fourth one, I'm not too sure about. Let's go one more time.
That's what I figured, too. Okay. Yeah. Let's see if he goes with his gut or overthinks it.
Definitely Black Sabbath.
Correct.
The second one, I'm going to guess, just based on the voice, that's Nazareth.
Correct. Song is called Beggar's Day.
The next one, the only band that uses that much cowbell has got to be BTO.
Correct. 3 for 3. Will he go 6 for 6?
Oh, man. The fourth one.
Big bands in the 1975.
Big band. I'm going to guess Coney Hatch.
Coney Hatch is not a big band. They're in the 80s. I'll take that back. Big take band in the 70s. 75. Big band. In fact, I think they had 2 hits on this album, but this is a deep cut off of that album. I'm not going to tell you the songs because as soon as I say the song, you'll know it immediately.
It's not Grand Funk. I'm going to say, I don't know, Foghat.
Correct.
What?
Foghat, Drive Me Home.
Oh, man, okay.
Uh-oh, we might go 6 for 6 here.
All right, next one's definitely Queen of the Forest by Ted Nugent.
Yep, and the final song, will he go 6 for 6?
I think that's Alice Cooper.
You would be correct. That is Alice Cooper. 6 for 6.
6 for 6.
Wow.
Man.
Those are all deep cuts.
Man, I can't believe I got that fourth one.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah. Slow Ride and I think Fool for the City were on that album.
Wow.
The name of that song was Drive Me Home, which I didn't know either. I just wanted to pick big bands with, and the Nazareth was the voice, obviously.
Yeah, totally. And the cowbell for BTO.
that was it, the cowbell?
Yeah.
Jeez,
who else uses cowbell like that much? I mean, one song for Motley Crue, or their first album.
Blue probably. Oyster Cult. One song.
Yeah, Blue Oyster Cult, but that was kind of a joke thing. Yeah, BTO, they must have had a new cowbell every concert.
I always liked BTO. Yeah.
They have some, there's one of their songs, Hey You. I love that song.
Yeah. That's got cowbell on it, too.
Yeah, it does, but their chord progression in that is so good. I don't know if it's just inverted chords or exactly what's going on, but the chord progression is so good. I got to figure that one out because that is a great song. Hey, you.
It's got a bass solo on it, too, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Boom, 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 boom. Hey, you got to get your band to play that.
Yeah, really.
I mean, that's a get out of your seat and stomp and yell and scream. Hey, you, na, 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 na. Even if you don't know it, you'll know it within a minute. You'll be singing it.
Just sing along.
Yeah. So all you, I worked hard on that. I thought for the deep cuts, and you nailed all of them. I wasn't sure
there was nothing really out there from what the bands do. I mean, it sounded like Nazareth. That sounded like BTO. It totally, I knew the song by Ted Nugent.
Yeah, I didn't know the Ted Nugent song, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, I'd heard that. And then Alice Cooper just kind of sounded like him, too. So,
yeah.
Deep cuts, but they still sound like the artist. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, my favorite part of that Alice Cooper song, Department of Youth. And he's talking to the kids at the end of the song. He goes, and who gave you the power? And the kids yell, Donny Osmond. And he goes, what? I always liked his humor. It's a funny dude.
He's hilarious.
You know, on the you see that the next round of the Motley Crue Def Leppard? You see Alice Cooper is the other band.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. Motley, okay. Def Leppard, and Alice Cooper.
In the U.S.?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah, because they're doing another round.
Oh, I'm sure.
They're doing Europe, and they're going to do U.S., and that's Alice Cooper. I mean, that's terrific.
I wonder, I mean, I really want to see the Motley Crue with John 5. I wonder if it's just a walk in the park for him.
You know it is.
It's got to be. Yeah, I follow him on Instagram, and he has Motley Monday, where he posts a video of him playing, you know, just by himself, Motley Crue songs. He might as well be shoveling snow and doing calculus at the same time as he's playing it, because it looks like it's just nothing.
Have you seen the YouTube videos of his solo band? When for 10 minutes, all he does is play different riffs. He'll play like Megadeth, Metallica, then he'll play and he just jumps right into them like it's nothing.
Yeah.
And they're perfect notes. Perfect.
The guy is freaking amazing. And I can't believe he plays a Telecaster, but whatever.
And
not really a metal guitar, but.
But hey. Whatever he's doing it right.
Yeah.
He's wonderful. I think I would, you know, the only thing with Motley is Vince is so bad now.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think I would go if it was Corabi.
Oh.
Corabi, I'm there.
Absolutely. Man, I don't think that's ever going to happen again, but.
It won't happen.
I don't know that Joe Elliott can really hang either.
Well, that's why he's got, three other guys in the band who sing behind him and sing with him. So that helps quite a bit. So.
Yeah. But Alice Cooper can do it. I mean, how hard is that, really?
He's got great people behind him, too. Oof.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. All right. I think we got to wrap this show up. And
all right.
It was a lot of fun, and maybe we'll have a special guest next time.
Yeah, maybe so. I'll try to get her.
Remember, I'm off for 3 weeks, so I can do it any time.
All right. Well, I'll try to get her on, and we can do this with her.
Even Dana. If you set up Dana too,
we don't want that.
I think that'd be fun. We just got to give me some lead time so I can ask some questions that I think she could get. You know.
All right.
We'll make them so easy.
All right. Well, I'll
here. Question one, blank Rogers.
Yeah.
Kenny, yay.
No, she would be more like, what is my favorite Donny Osmond song?
Oh, come on. It's One Bad Apple. Yes.
No, she'd go more for the Lonely Girl, maybe. Or.
I couldn't name that many Donny Osmond songs. Crazy Horses.
Yeah. I wonder if he does that in concert now.
No, because his brothers were when we sang it. He was just the keyboard player.
Yeah. Well, still, he could sing it. What the heck? Who cares?
He probably could. His brother, if you listen to the vocals in that song, he said his brother's actually quite a good singer.
Oh, yeah, he is. All right. I don't know what.
We got to get off the Osmond tips right now. Come on.
Yeah.
There goes our credibility.
Yep. Down the tubes.
Yep.
Yep. That's when we jump the shark.
We're done. We suck.
All right. Well, good luck putting this together.
All right. And I'll see you when I see you.
If you're lucky.
Yep. Take care.
All right. Bye.
Bye.